Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 18, the fifth paragraph, starting with That the Man, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are The 12 Steps, Lisa B., 12 Traditions, Martha M. Reader of the text will be Sandy W. Shelley E. will be reading page 164, and our backup reader is Lisa B. The reference number for Sunday, November 22nd, special edition, is 15,832. That's 15832. And for this morning, today, Monday, November 23rd, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 15,835. That's 15835. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lorraine N., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Lisa B., to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. My name is Lisa B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you so much, Lisa B. And I'll now ask Martha M. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Martha M. from Connecticut. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, Dawn, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you, Martha M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 18, the fifth paragraph, starting with That the Man, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Sandy W. to begin reading. Good morning, Sandy.
Oh, good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. So yes, from the Big Book, page 18, that the man who is making the approach has had the same difficulty, that he obviously knows what he is talking about, that his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect that he is a man with a real answer, that he has no attitude of holier than thou, nothing whatever except the sincere desire to be helpful, that there are no fees to pay, no axes to grind, no people to please, no lectures to be endured. These are the conditions we have found most effective. After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. Again, this is Sandy W., gratefully recovered in Connecticut, and I'm going to start my timer. So this paragraph is reminding me how to approach the still suffering compulsive eater, and that all I need is the sincere desire to be helpful. You know, I don't know about anyone else, but I can get so caught up in comparing my recovery to another's and feeling less than, you know, feeling that I'm not enough to be helpful to others. But having fully accepted that I am the real compulsive eater, you know, that one of the hopeless variety, and having worked this program to the best of my ability and received that promise of a full psychic change, you know, that's all I need, and all others need, those still in their disease, for them to be able to begin their journey. That was what I needed when I came into these rooms, and it's what I can offer the next newcomer. You know, I certainly tried all those programs with fees to pay, and I listened to well-meaning friends and family who thought they knew what I needed to get better. And I probably endured more lectures than I could count on diets and exercise programs and therapeutic remedies, you know, all of them to none avail. All just kind of kept me in my disease with no way out. And now, you know, now I'm perfectly equipped with the real answer. the solution that I finally found in this book through working the 12 steps rigorously in entire abstinence, allowing even a girl as sick as I was to recover and to lead a life, a full life, a big, beautiful life, where food and food behaviors no longer control my every move or my every thought and emotion. You know, now I get to live a recovered life, reconnected to a power that I call God, who recovers me each one day at a time, and allows me the joy and the fulfillment of being helpful to others and passing on what was so freely given to me. You know, I wasn't able to be on the special edition yesterday, but I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you who has done that for me, who shared your experience, your journey, and just accepted me as I was, and as I am today. And I guess my only other comment is that holier than thou, it's a good reminder to me too, that even though vision and the big book was how I recovered, I've got to allow others to experience and find their own recovery too. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks again, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Sandy W. And I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Alana Kay.
Was that Alana Kay?
Yes.
Okay. Who else would like to share?
Yes. Kathy M.
Kathy M.
Lisa B.
Sheila.
Lisa B.
Sheila M.
Sheila M.
Sheila.
Sheer M.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's start with that lineup. I have Alana K., Kathy M., Lisa B., and Sheer M. Go ahead, Alana Kay, if you'd share with us, and if you'd also share the state or country that you're calling from, so those who would like to contact you from our member list may be able to do that. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's Alana Kay in Southern California, and this is my very first time sharing on this line. This paragraph means a lot to me because I actually came to this meeting about 3 weeks ago, not even 3 weeks ago, and I've been working with a sponsor from that first day, and she has been using this approach that I'm reading in the paragraph, you know, just the hope that I received from feeling like here's someone who understands what I've been going through, who really, really has an answer, and the hope that I receive on this line gives me the courage and strength to work this really rigorous program and to do things that are really uncomfortable. And it is uncomfortable in these first days of abstinence. I think I'm on day 19 now. And, you know, and just the desire to be helpful, but especially this no attitude of holier than thou. There were so many times that I did receive advice from doctors like, oh, you just need to lose weight, or, you know, people who are flippant, like, you just need to focus on this or that or do this thing. And, you know, I just always felt like it was a really pat solution and no understanding of where I was actually coming from. And it increased my level of despair and my feeling of isolation. The opposite is happening in this program. My just a feeling of connection, a feeling of releasing shame, releasing the past, slowly, but also coming to face it. So I'm really grateful, and it's beautiful symmetry that I'm exactly right here in the book within my own program, my step work. So I just wanted to use my voice for my own recovery. I don't think my phone number is on the meeting list yet, but I can leave it at the end. I'm also happy to leave it now, but I'm not sure what the whether you do that during the meeting. So I'll pass with that, and I just want to express my gratitude to everyone on this line making my own recovery possible, and I hope to be able to do the same in others' lives as I get through this. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Alana Kay. And yes, we have a time after the meeting for newcomers to leave their phone number, so we'd love you to have you leave your number at that time. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And now we'll have Kathy M. share with us, followed by Lisa B. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning. This is Kathy M. from New York. I am a very newcomer, about probably 6 weeks in the program. Very difficult for me to share, but I am sharing because I have a very strong urge to share. And I really I feel kind of inadequate because when I first got on the meetings, I heard recovered, and I just thought, oh, well, I heard that wrong because, you know, there's no such thing as recovered. But I'm beginning to realize there is such a thing, and I am not recovered, but I am recovering. And that in itself has given me such a sense of relief, of serenity, of hope, that I'm kind of reaching out to the newcomers because I am so new, and please keep coming back. I just, the warmth and the love that you guys are, you know, emit in these meetings is just unbelievable. I have to admit, I am not recovered. I still am. I haven't even surrendered. I, you know, most of the time, I just have such a difficult time. But I am getting there. And I am 65 years old, and I've been fighting this disease for 50 years. So, but I feel there's real hope, and to me, that is everything. So thank you again. I'll pass.
Thank you so much. My goodness, I just treasure when new people come on the line and speak. Such beautiful, beautiful shares. Thank you so much. And now we'll have Lisa B. share, followed by Sheer M. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. My name is Lisa. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina. Lisa B., and I do spell my name L-E-S-A. Thank you for your service. I love this reading. When I introduced myself as a newcomer on this line, I was overwhelmed with the phone calls that I received. There were so many. But I could tell that there was a difference in the people that were calling me, that they had something that I had never experienced, which was freedom from this illness of compulsive overeating. And I didn't believe it was possible to recover. Like I thought it was crazy that you could recover from this. And one of the people I really liked a lot, and I began calling her regularly, and I asked her if she could sponsor me, and she wasn't available yet, and she encouraged me to keep asking. But I called her weekly, and she became a friend, really, and she would recommend podcasts to me, and I would share with her what I got out of the podcast, and she would tell me about her journey, what she was like in the food, what happened, and then what she's like now. And I really, really wanted it, and I became convinced the value, the enormous value of hearing recovered voices. And eventually she became available as a sponsor in a few weeks, and she began working with me. And I just want to share what a joy it was to work with someone that had a game plan, like they knew how to do it. They knew how to take me through this big book, and she read with me page by page and explained to me and helped me understand what happened to her, and that if I did the same thing, it could happen for me. And the value of studying the big book really line by line is what I needed to do. That is what did it for me, and then me taking the action steps and learning about entire abstinence. I had never really understood what entire abstinence meant, you know, and she helped me understand that. So I just wanted to share that. What a joyful day that was for me when I introduced myself as a newcomer and began doing this work, and that I'm recovered now and try and take people through this work myself. With that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa B. And now, Shear M., will you share with us? And then I'll be opening up the lines again. And Shear, if you could let us know what state or country you're calling from, please. Good morning, Shear.
Hi, my name is Shear. I'm calling from New York. So I'm a compulsive eater. I forgot the words. So I'm a newcomer. And I remember just calling somebody. I knew he does some program, and I was so frustrated. I just told him, I don't want to do your thing. I just want to talk to you. I just spoke for like 15 minutes. And then when I finally finished to catch my breath, you know, he tells me, it seems like you're powerless over food. And, you know, that sentence was very, it was like, you know, very relieving for me. So here I am. I'm just a few weeks in. You know, I said, you know, let me try the diet. Let me try, you know, listening to a meeting. I guess I still, you know, I hear people saying, being in this for 15 years or whatever it is, and I can't fathom doing that, not eating a donut for 15 years, but I'm excited. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Shear M. Really appreciate your share. And now I'm going to open up the lines for those who would like to share on the fifth paragraph on page 18. At the bottom of the page, the paragraph that starts with, "That the man," and we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. So if there are those out there who would like to comment on this paragraph, we'd love to hear from you. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Susan G.
Susan G.
Annabelle Z.
Was that Annabelle?
Yes, Annabelle Z from Washington.
Annabelle Z from Washington.
Yeah. Laura R.
Laura R.
Clara D.
Was that Clara D?
Clara B.
Claire B.
Fran E. from Scotland.
Was that Anne or Pam? I'm sorry.
Fran.
Pam?
F for Freddie, Fran.
Okay. Could you spell your first name for me?
F for Fox. R E N.
Oh, there we go. Fran.
Yes. Fran. Fran. E. Thank you.
Fran E. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay, I have Susan G, Annabelle Z, Laura R, Claire B, and Fran E. Who did I miss? No one? Okay. Let's go with that lineup. Susan G., will you tell us where you're calling from, please?
Yes.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Susan, recovered compulsive overeater, calling in from Los Angeles, California. Very excited to be able to be on with you live this morning as I'm normally on my way into work. Welcome to the newcomers. Thanksgiving was actually my first holiday in these rooms. I have had neutrality around food for 21 years and have released over 100 pounds. And it's all as the result of working these steps. This paragraph tells me exactly why diets never worked for me. Because I couldn't identify with those people. You know, I would go in, they would take my money, I would stay stopped for a while. And now having gotten to this point in the book, I understand that I have an allergy and I've identified my foods and now I'm in this solution, a solution that's available for me. And every time when I came in and out for 16 years, you know, his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect. Nobody actually shouts at you, but they are excited. But they just sit there and they nod and they say that they understand and they share a little bit of their story. And suddenly, as all of the walls came tumbling down around me and I ran out of ideas and I had no strange mental twists left, I was ready to give somebody else my hand so they could show me precisely how they had recovered. And the great thing is I just have to buy this one book. I actually have more than one because my first one kind of fell apart after all these years. but no axes to grind, no people to please. That was the biggest thing of all, and no lectures to be endured. So if you are new, please keep coming back. And this last sentence, what a promise. After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. So if you are a gutter drunk with food like I was, please keep coming back. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Susan G. And now, Annabelle V., if you would share with us, please, and let us know where you're calling from.
My name is Annabelle Z., and I'm calling from the state of Washington. My name is Annabelle, and I am a compulsive overeater and restrictor. And I've been in recovery for 6 weeks, I think it is now. And thanks to this meeting, a lot of this thanks to this meeting, but also the sponsor that I found on the first day that I called in. And she's all about the big book. And this paragraph kind of, I have it starred in here. I heard once in a meeting in another program where I got this big book that this is the paragraph where you look for a sponsor. These are the qualities that I look for in a sponsor. Zoom or phone call meetings, although this meeting has been around before the pandemic, now I can't see what their department shouts. You know, I can't, I don't hear everybody speak so much. And I just had to, this meeting is amazing because you take the list of people that need help at the end and people are willing to help at the end. And I just picked a person that sounded, she had spoken in the meeting. And anyway, it was just so perfect. She has a sincere desire to help me. I don't feel the need to please her. She doesn't even have to say, I was just so miserable and in my food. And I was so ready to be in a different place and to not be alone on the couch, you know, looking at find my friends app to see if my husband was coming home yet. I was not hiding anymore. And she told me of her same exact experience, that part about the man who's making the approach has had the same difficulty. And, you know, just by leaving your numbers as sponsors and being available to sponsor is making an approach. That's how it's done on this meeting. We don't go up to a person after a meeting and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I can help you, or do you have a sponsor, you know? So it's really important if you're new to leave your name after at 7:50 or is it 10:50 Eastern time, so that someone can call you. And I too, I was I was overwhelmed. I was surprised. I didn't know people would call me. I thought it was up to me to take out numbers, which I did. It was so loving, and that love in OA has kept me coming back and made me feel okay, made me feel like a part of course, doing the steps made me feel a part of. But thank you so much for letting me share, and I look forward to the day where I can sponsor someone and lead them through the steps. I'm doing my 9th steps work with my sponsor today and head out and do that, and I'm already doing my 10th and 11th step too, so I'm looking forward to doing the 12th. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Annabelle Z. And Laura R., will you share with us now, followed by Claire B.? Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Yes, thank you so much. Laura, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Colorado. Glad to be on this line today. This paragraph, just this one and the one above, just makes me so grateful for, I don't know, the service that everyone has given me on these lines, just even speaking alone. And then the service of what others have done for me in the past, you know, getting me through this work, and also just spending their time with me, you know, and their experience, strength, and hope. I mean, what gratitude do I have? I mean, thinking about the sponsors that I've had over the years and the time that they spent with me, either one-on-one where we've actually been able to do face-to-face or, you know, over the phone, and now with Zoom, it's so nice to be able to see people, even though they're not here personally in my, you know, in my presence, but I get to see them on the screen. But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, sometimes it gets so scary when we get through the steps to actually sponsor others. You know, oh, I'm not equipped. I don't think I know. But I was just looking at this paragraph from like a different angle and the one above. It's like, you know, have I found a solution? You know, so have I gone through the steps and I no longer eat again? Yeah, I have. Am I properly armed with facts about myself? Yeah, I am. You know, I found out the facts, fact finding and fact facing process in 4 steps. You know, do I have an understanding of this disease? I learned that in step 1. You know, did I have the same difficulty? Do I have a real answer? And if the answer is yes, like, gosh, I got to get out there, because it says that the only, you know, nothing so much ensures immunity from eating than intense work with other compulsive overeaters. I am properly armed. I have found a solution. I got to get out there, you know? And what's so awesome is that, you know, going through the steps, just, I go through the steps like once a year, if not more. And I just went through the steps with my sponsor, who did shoulder to shoulder. She acted no holier than thou than me, you know, than me. We were just like equal. She was just a guide walking me through this book. And what was so amazing is I had such an amazing spiritual experience through so many parts of this process that I can't but help to want to run, you know? And it talks about run to others. You know, I want to help. I want to, you know, share the solution. It's the good news, you know? And I love what that person said. You know, it kind of stinks that we're not face-to-face, because, gosh, there's something about seeing people every day, day in and day out, seeing the eyes of each other, being able to give hugs, not that we can do that anyway right now, but just, I don't know, it's, you get to, like, you feel the heart, and sometimes I miss that, but I'm so grateful for this meeting. When I first came on to Vision, my mouth hit the floor. I couldn't even believe how much solution I heard, and I mean, someone shared to you, I don't know if it was the earlier meeting or this one that they missed yesterday, but, you know, me too, and I am so grateful that I found Vision. It's changed my life, and so I don't know. It also talks about in Bill's story, or I think, or know more about, no, the doctor's opinion, that this is a privilege, you know, that this is a privilege to sponsor. And I am so grateful. Thank you. I'm so grateful that I get the privilege and that others have given me that too. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura R. And now Claire B., will you share with us, followed by Fran E., and then we're going to be opening up the lines again. So good morning, Claire, and please tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning, this is Claire B., compulsive overeater. I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you for your service, everybody. I am also a baby in this program. I've been here 6 months. I've released 20 pounds. My abstinence has restarted a few times as I've learnt more about the allergy I experience, which is sugar and flour. Through a weighed and measured food plan, I've released 20 pounds. I'm also new to sponsoring. I've just started that journey. And this paragraph, holy moly, it really, really underlines for me what sponsoring is teaching me. And it's really holding the tenets of how I approach it, even when I find it challenging. So no attitude of holier than thou, and a sincere desire to be helpful when those moments come where, you know, I really just want to hug my sponsee and wrap them in cotton wool and say it's okay. And I have to remember that that's not helpful. No people to please, no lectures to be endured. Those two lines really help hold me in the right space of guiding a sponsee. I'm not there to please, I'm there to guide. And it's also helped in my day-to-day life as well. No people to please has helped me move into a more authentic place. I'm less resentful because I'm speaking my truth and I'm advocating for my own needs. When things are challenging, refocusing how I approach problems with the desire to be helpful and my own grandiosity that can leak through has really helped navigate some really tough days these past few months at work. So thank you so much for this meeting. It's really done wonders. I've been coming to Vision for you for about a month now. And my recovery is just ramped up. So keep sharing, especially you old timers. Your recovery means the world to us newbies. You provide so much hope. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Claire B. And now, Fran E., will you please share with us and tell us where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Fran Andrew. From Scotland. I live just 18 miles outside of Glasgow, near the Western Isles. I am a compulsive overeater. I came to Vision through listening to a Vision fellow on one of the Zoom meetings that was had popped up over COVID. And I had been thinking of coming to OA probably for about 8 months and never got my foot in the door. But here I am, and it's all been virtual and then telephone. What I did was I listened to the Zoom meetings and I found someone who attracted me. I wanted what she had. And then when I asked, I've got her number, and I called her, and she told me about A Vision for You. Well, wasn't that a book a hoop? When I started to listen to the podcast, when I saw the material that was around, I was just so excited, absolutely. And what was wonderful was, within a fortnight, the food was no longer calling me. What a miracle that was for me, an absolute miracle. And what I take on from this paragraph is my humility. To be humble that I am now abstinent and be humble in it and be that person that attracted me and had something that I wanted. So that's what I try to bring in to my program today. What I found coming into A Vision was a warmth, a love, a kindness, the opportunity to do service. It brought me hope and purely acceptance as I am today. No one is judging where I am today. We're all holding each other up in this program. And if we do what we are, what is suggested to do, and keep on doing that, and that is through helping our fellows who are coming through the door, and that's that new prospect. And if we've got the desire in our hearts to give over these beautiful warmth and kindness and hope, then and the compassion for where their struggle has brought them in the doors, that's what I absolutely love, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Fran E. And now I'm going to be opening up the lines for people, three people who would like to share. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And I wanted to let you know that we're on page 18, the fifth paragraph, that the man reading and we're commenting on that one paragraph only. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Hi, it's Gwen. Older.
Say again?
Wendy?
Jen?
Boulder?
Wendy?
Yeah.
And what's your initial, Wendy?
Oh, sorry, M.
Okay, Wendy M. And who else?
Janice K.
Janice K.
And
got
then
Wendy.
Elizabeth. Okay.
No,
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth
G. in Pennsylvania.
Very good. Okay, so I have Wendy M., Janice K., and Elizabeth. What's your initial, Elizabeth? Okay, I'll get her initial. Wendy M., will you share with us, please, and let us know where you're calling from. Good morning, Wendy.
You asked something. This is Wendy M. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I believe you asked a question. I didn't hear it. Like, please.
Oh, that's
us.
Okay. That's okay. I'll just getting somebody's initial. So go ahead, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning. So good to be on the line. So just briefly, I've been in the program 20 years, and I realized by going through the steps right now that I have been dieting. It's a diet club for me. And thank God that realization happened. You know, it's like, oh, it's been a diet club. That's why it's not working. You know, I've got this licked, you move aside God, that kind of thing. And I'm currently, I don't know, maybe 20 days entirely abstinent. And it feels fabulous. But the part that feels really the most fabulous is the humility I'm getting from working the steps. Oh, my Lordy. I didn't realize how much I was running the show. I didn't know how much I was managing and controlling. And when you're doing the work, right, you want to do it quickly because you need to get to step 11 so that you can have access to a power. I didn't even understand steps 1, 2, and 3, you guys. I didn't understand them, and I understand them. I'm living them. They're in my body, you know. And then in terms of, like, shouting, you know, to prospects, oh, gosh, this is so embarrassing. But I remember when I first lost all my weight, you know, the wedding weight, and I was in a store, and I had my fat pictures, I hate to say that, like that, and I went around to strangers, women I didn't know, probably women I thought were overweight, and showed them my pictures, trying to convince them that they should do what I'm doing. And that's, like, a lot of my personality. I don't have a lot of humility. I have a lot of, like, persuading, chasing, selling, kind of aggressive type of personality. And they should want what I have, and I better give it to them. And like everybody's saying, and what I heard on the earlier meeting, you know, like, that never worked for me. When people came up to me, literally, I had two people in my life come up to me. They grabbed me from the back, like, so they held my belly, and they were like, what's wrong? What's going on with you? You know, and you cringe, and you feel worse. And they didn't have a message because they didn't have my experience. They were trying to help, but it was just cringe city. It was awful. It was demoralizing. And the only time this worked was that I could identify in, because I knew that you guys had what I want. But it was only until recently that, you know, the disease was kicking me in the butt strong enough, and life was kicking me in the butt strong enough, that I picked up the phone, got a sponsor who I have now, and, you know, she has what I want, and I am willing to hear it. Because sometimes people can tell you, you know, in OA, this is what I do, girl, you should do it. That's not going to do it either. I had to be persuaded, right? I had to be kicked into a state of reasonableness. And thank God I am on my knees. Thank God. Oh, Lord. You know how happy I am? I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up. I get up early. I want to get up early. I'm happy. And I know I'm only on step 3. I get it. I haven't had access to a power greater than me. But I can tell you, this stuff works, and I'm grateful and just glad to be on the line. Thanks so much, and thanks for your service, moderator.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. And now we'll have Janice K. followed by Elizabeth. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. This is Janice K. in Oregon. In my opinion, this looks like a description of recovery from the outside. They have had the same difficulty. He knows what he's talking about. His whole deportment shouts that he has a real answer. He's not holier than thou, no self-righteousness. Nothing whatever except a sincere desire to be helpful. No fees to pay, no axes to grind, no people to please. No lectures to be endured. Those are conditions we have found most effective. That is a description of, could be taken as a description of a recovered person. This is someone who has left the self-centeredness, the selfishness, the self-aggrandizement aside. Oh, this is the portrait of a good parent. How about that? Yeah. Well, this is the portrait of recovery. This is what I shoot for during the day. And I think this is the goal. This person has what we want. So I think that says what I want to say. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. And Elizabeth, will you share with us now? And then I'm going to take another name.
Sure.
So good morning, Elizabeth, and if you could tell me your initial and where you're calling from.
Sure. This is Elizabeth G. from Pennsylvania. I am a compulsive overeater as well as a chronic relapser. And in regards to this paragraph, I also isolate quite a bit. So I am just amazed when these strangers that I call pick up the line, tell me their story, asked me about myself knowing, you know, I disclose I relapse all the time, and they're still willing to help me. They're still willing to take a chance on me. And, yeah, I'm just very grateful. Here I am. Thank you. I pass.
That was a beautiful share. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And now I'll take another name if there's someone out there who would like to share. And actually, I'll take a couple names for a couple quick shares. Who would like to share with us who hasn't shared in the last few days?
Jody H.
Jody H. And I'll take one more name.
Barbara Grace W.
H. Barbara W. Okay, Jody H., if you'd share with us, please, and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Jody H. I'm a recovering compulsive food overdoer. I am so grateful to be on this line today. I'm so grateful to be alive. I used to feel like, oh, my word, I am so tired every day. And I have a message like Bill's, and I would say, I am so grateful to be alive and to be a part of Vision. I'm new. I have only been in the program since June, and I've had the same results that others have had when they realize they have an allergy, and they realize that they're not alone, that there's thousands of people out there now. We can say that. We don't have to say there's only 100 recovered alcoholics or food addicts that's available. We can say we have thousands of people who can identify with us. And if you stay to the end of the program, you can hear some of those people and reach out to them and continue. I encourage you this Thanksgiving season to continue to reach out to the newcomer and the recovered person that you might share and continue to bless those who have found this program. Thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jody H. And now, Barbara H., if you'll share with us and tell us where you're calling from. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. This is Barbara W. from Olympia, Washington. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm in a wonderful position of being recovered, and I am sponsoring. And the one word that jumped out at me is the word deportment. And having had the opportunity for years, I'm a long timer. And having the opportunity of being around people that are recovering, people who are not. And it shows, I like to think that, you know, where I live in a senior apartment building, and they don't know of my disease, and they've seen me at a higher weight, and now I'm maintaining a healthy weight, and I am also a chronic relapser, and one day at a time. I'll have 6 months next week. Excuse me, I'll have 7 months, and I like to think that my deportment, even though people can't see me except on a Zoom square, I like to think that by working my 12 steps, by calling my sponsor, which I have not been doing lately, I am definitely going to get on the phone for her today, and being an example or being reflecting all the wonderful, all the wonderful feelings and abilities that I have uncovered through abstinence and working my program and calling newcomers and just being part of the fellowship that I dearly love so much. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara H., and thank you to everyone who shared this morning, making this meeting just a tremendous, tremendous meeting. Thank you.
And that's Barbara W.
Oh, thank you, Barbara W. I appreciate that. All right. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by...
Good morning. I think you called me. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Texas. Page 164, the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggested only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join him. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.